Groovy. Hey, man. What's up, baby? What's up, baby? Hey, it's Phil here. Hello, it's Phil Henry. Nice to be with you. Hi. Come on, y'all. Hey, welcome here to the pre-show for this Tuesday. It's Encore Day. I am fucking beat. I don't know why. I'm not sleeping. I don't know why I'm not sleeping. I don't have any fucking earthly idea why I'm not sleeping. But I'm just not, man. I'm not sleeping straight through, you know? But anyway, we're just going to have to fucking find a way to do that. All right. Anyway, welcome to our pre-show, which is not going to be that fucking long. We're going to do a show today from the 7th of January, 2016. You know, these are such milestone moments in my life, man. January of 2016, Lauren and I were hanging out. We just got back from Hawaii. We had kind of a, it's a shitty fucking place. I don't know why the fuck I picked this goddamn fucking, it was supposedly the greatest resort for like massages and shit. You know, I don't know what I was looking for, but it's supposedly a great spa resort on, where were we, man? Kauai. Yeah, we were on Kauai. And I didn't like that hotel at fucking all. Not at all. Too crowded. It was fucked up. So anyway, we came home, and this is, you know, January, and, you know, off into the world we went. I don't know what the hell happened that spring. I was still doing the improv shows, which I stopped doing because I can't do stand-up. Stand-up is extremely, it's a very specific discipline. You have to be able to tell a joke, and you have to be able to time the joke. You have to be able to, you know, you can't, my whole thing has always just been such an improvisational, I'm not saying I'm better than anybody, I'm just, this is how I've finally got comfortable as a performer, improving in this way. And so if I had any real interest in learning how to do stand-up, I'd learn how to do stand-up, but I don't give a fuck, not that much, you know. So there's that, and then, so we were doing that. I think that lasted until about the fall, the early part of 2017. So there's another year we did of Phil Henry and Friends at the Improv. It was a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong. Met a lot of people, met a lot of great comics. Oh, my God. Amazing comics. Met a lot of you guys. Bernie G came out in his truck. Who else, man? There were people that we saw and met and, you know, just really enjoyed. So that was then. And then I was thinking today, 20 years ago this month, Marie and I had just bought a house, another house. This would be our second house that we bought. We'd been married almost 3 years, going on 3 years. We'd lived in one house on Westlake Island. We bought another house, and we were getting ready to move into it. And I had just started at Premier Radio. I just signed my deal, and I went from KFI to Premier Radio. So I went from KFI in Koreatown over to Premier, which is on in Sherman Oaks in the Valley. And so my life, you know, sort of accelerated there. And here I am now, 20 years later. I don't have that house anymore. I got this house. I live, you know, another 20 miles north on the beach. I don't work for people anymore. I work for myself. I'm a entrepreneur. You know, I'm self-employed, which is a lot of fun, and sometimes it's a, you know, it's hard, man, because you got to fucking get out and you got to churn the business, you know, because you're basically an independent contractor. You're, you know, going out and getting gigs. So I do this voiceover work, the odd acting job on camera when I can get it, and you know, male prostitute. I know it's demeaning, but I do. I go to Vegas probably once a month, and there's a few prearranged clients there, females. So don't you start getting all smart-ass about it. And anyway, so the, not that it would be wrong if they were men, but that's just kind of not, that's not the gear that I shift into when I go to that speed. Let's put it that way. So yeah, think life, man, will change on your ass. And the key is to know what it all means. Because life has meaning. Everything that we've done has meaning. It has meaning. It sends you places. Even if you fuck up, it sends you someplace where you're supposed to be. Because you can look at it and say, okay, here's why I'm here, man. You know, and they say that in cause and effect. You believe in karma? Karma is cause and effect. That's what karma is. To understand the effect, you have to know the cause. Or to understand the effect, you have to understand the cause. So if you're in a place and you want to know, why am I here? Look at what you've done. And then, you know, analyze, and hopefully you come away with a really clear understanding of your life and where you should go. So it's not that we make mistakes, people. It's that we are sending ourselves, for better or for worse, in a certain direction. We are sending ourselves maybe the hard way, maybe the easy way, in a certain direction. But it's where we got to be to get to the place that we ought to be. And what is that? When you are realizing your talent, your potential, when you become the person 150% that you're supposed to be, you're your best. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, right? So 20 years ago, you would have said to me, in 20 years' time, Phil, you're not going to be working for Premier. You're going to be working for yourself. You're not going to be married anymore. You're going to be, you know, basically a fucking bachelor. At this age, I would probably have shot myself or something. No, I probably would have said, well, what happened? You know, what did I do? It's a good question. That would have been a benefit, because I would have said, well, I don't have to go through all that shit. I can learn that lesson now. Yeah, okay, well, I'll do that now. But we don't have that power. We only have the power to stand where we are and look back and say, okay, there's this. How did I get here? Now, that doesn't involve being regretful. It doesn't involve beating yourself up. It doesn't. That's not what any of that shit's about, man. What it's about is, okay, you know, am I happy? Or am I sad? Or how is my life doing? And if my life's not going well, where have I made? How did I get here? Right? And you were supposed to get there, man. If you get to a place in your life where you realize, I got to do some things differently, you did everything right. You did everything right, because you wouldn't have got there had you not fucked up, or had you not taken the steps you'd taken. I mean, I can share things with you. I don't think I will, but I can tell you things that I've done that I never would have fucking done had I not analyzed my life, had I not sat down and taken a real good long look at my life. And I made decisions based upon that. And there's an old saying in the world of psychotherapy, if it hurts, you're doing it right. You make a decision that you know is the right decision, and it's painful as fucking hell, man, you're doing it right. It's not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to feel good, you know. So I've been told. But if you'd asked me, I would have said, well, I'm supposed to spend my whole career in radio. That's what I was born to do. That's who Phil Hendry is. That's not been the case. That's not how life worked out, man. I was the very best radio talent I could possibly be, but the radio business itself was going in a different direction. So there was nothing I could have done, really, to remain in radio. I had to do something else. And I think that's a great thing to come to realize. You know, you go, wow, you know, well, then what else is there? You know, man, if you keep your eyes open, you'd be surprised, you know, at the people you meet and the places you go. All right. So today, God damn it. Today is from the 7th of January, 2016. Chef Carl Chedilia makes beans and rice from a box of Zatarain's. Phil checks in with Jay Santos and the boys up in Oregon. I guess this is this time in 2016 those assholes had taken over that nature preserve in Oregon. Dr. Ron Turner's pissed that he has to miss vacation because North Korean bomb data has to be analyzed. This point in 2016, we were still dealing with these motherfuckers in Oregon? Really? Ron takes out his frustrations on a doll he made that laughs, when it's kicked down some stairs. Ron Turner is pissed that he has to miss his vacation because of North Korea bomb data. I can't wait, man. This ought to be fucking phenomenal. Should we get into this? Let me just check one thing here. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Here we go. Phil Hendry Show. Here we go. Let me see, man. Is this...
And good morning, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, or good afternoon, or good day. And this, then, is the right song from yesterday. This is Ace of Spades.
All right, bitch.
And this, then, is Motorhead.
All right,
thank
bitch.
Thank you, Margaret. You're welcome.
All right, bitch.
Have the right song on.
So, get the right song on.
I gotta have an argument now, okay?
Well, this is the...
Phil Hendry Show. Here we go.
And this, then, is the right song from yesterday. This is Ace of Spades. And this... And this, then, is the right...
Phil Hendry Show. Here we go. All right, good. That's where it's got to be.